Harassment in the workplace has been common for decades, but the Me Too movement has helped to shine a brighter spotlight on the issue. Some employers have acted to better deal with the problem, while others haven't. Either way, are the correct steps being taken? The American Psychological Association released a report today called Workplace Sexual Harassment: Are Employers Actually Responding? And with me to talk about it is Dr. David Ballard, director of the Association Center for Organizational Excellence. Dr. Ballard, where are you seeing improvements and employers that are taking action to deal with workplace harassment?
Well, the unfortunate finding was that despite the increased attention, despite these ongoing conversations that have been happening since last fall, less than a third of working Americans said that their employer has actually taken any new steps to prevent and address sexual harassment in the workplace. So that was the downside. On the positive end of things, while most employers have been slow to take new steps, these headlines and ongoing conversations appear to be encouraging individual employees to be more comfortable in taking action. So about half of U.S. workers said that they're now more likely to report sexual harassment at work if they experience it or witness it, and that they're more likely to confront a worker who might be engaging in inappropriate sexual behavior at work than they were before these conversations really picked up steam.
So in those organizations where steps have been taken, are there things they have in common? Are there things that make a lot of sense? Is it common sense, frankly?
Unfortunately, the most common action when anything was done was simply to remind employees about the existing training or the existing resources that they already had in place. And so we know from research that kind of compliance-based training, the check the box once a year or for new hires, that's unlikely to actually change employee behavior or to change the kind of culture where harassment is more likely to actually occur. So we do know that these more comprehensive approaches that incorporate fair policies, clear communication, ongoing training rather than just that one-off approach, and leadership support for a civil and respectful work culture, that actually can make a difference. And part of that is also hiring and promoting women into senior leadership roles, so it's not just all men at the top of the organization.
Well, thank you for segueing into that, because I was really curious about that. Are we seeing a bigger difference there where, whether because women can relate to this more or not, are we seeing a difference, a clear difference based on the numbers you're seeing? When women are in senior leadership, there is more likelihood of taking action on this.
Yeah, we actually did in the survey find that according to employees, that when women had equal representation in upper management, organizations were almost twice as likely to have taken new steps to prevent and address sexual harassment. And similarly, when employees were in organizations that had women in senior leadership roles, they were more likely to say they would report harassment if they experienced it, witnessed it, or would confront a coworker who was being inappropriate compared to employees in organizations that did not have women in senior leadership roles.
So employees, to a large extent, feel more empowered by having that experience, the feeling that someone will actually listen to their concerns and act on them.
Well, sexual harassment happens within a broader context in organizations. So if we expect the trainings and resources that we put in place to actually have long-term changes in behavior, the organization in a larger sense, its practices, its policies, all need to align with and support the kind of individual attitudes and behaviors they're trying to promote. And that means leaders in the organization modeling the civility and respect and fairness and trust that they expect in their workforce. And in a culture where if employees feel safe, if they feel supported, if they feel included in the discussions, and people feel comfortable raising issues when there's a problem, then people can actually be at their best on the job. And that's good for them, and it's good for the companies, too.
Let's say there's a good faith effort by an employer. Are there still mistakes we're seeing, though, that even employers that are acting on it, and maybe there would seem to be more clarity considering we're hearing much more publicly about workplace harassment and sexual harassment. Are there still common mistakes that employers are making?
Yeah, I think the most common is just not taking a comprehensive approach. Historically, in organizations, sexual harassment, it's a complex issue, but it's one that's pretty uncomfortable to talk about at work. So many employers have approached it like a compliance-based issue, that they're going to put the policy in place, they're going to do the mandatory training and check the box so they can limit their legal liability. They really need to take the opportunity to really address this problem that's gone on for far too long, and that requires that broader approach. Even when it comes to training, not just having that one-time or annual training, to make sure it's ongoing throughout the year, that employees really understand a process for how they raise an issue or file complaints. They understand what the expected behaviors are. An important piece that often gets neglected in training is bystander training. So empowering people, if they witness it or observe it, to feel comfortable comfortable in raising the issue so that it doesn't just fall on the person who might be experiencing it. So it really is this broad brush approach that creates a healthy and supportive work environment. And our survey actually found links between taking new steps and broader organizational outcomes, even beyond sexual harassment.
How often does it require a culture shift? And how difficult is that? Because even if you have people with good intentions, if they've been doing things a certain way, there has to be more than just, again, some sort of yearly training. It almost has to be a clear shift in how people think and how people relate to others, coworkers, employees, whatever it may be.
Yeah, it really is that shift to a more supportive, inclusive, safe environment where people trust each other. And interesting in the survey that we found the organizations that were taking new steps, that employees in those organizations said they were more likely to report good psychological health. They reported that they had the resources they needed to manage their stress. They had higher levels of job satisfaction and motivation, more likely to recommend the organization as a good place to work. It goes beyond a program or a policy to a culture shift in the organization. And that's not easy to do, but in some ways, it's a shift in mindset rather than focusing on what one-off programs or trainings you're going to offer.
Dr. David Ballard is director of the American Psychological Association Center for Organizational Excellence. We've been talking about the APA's new report, Workplace Sexual Harassment. Are employers actually responding?